Deaths from fentanyl and other street drug overdoses are at their lowest level in 4 years. A new report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows the improvement appears to be accelerating. Here's NPR's addiction correspondent Brian Mann.
When the Biden administration took office, deaths from fentanyl, methamphetamines, and other drugs were skyrocketing, rising at times by more than 30%. Speaking on a conference call with reporters yesterday, White House advisor Neera Tanden said there's been a life-saving turnaround.
Overdose deaths are now down nearly 17% across America. That is the largest reduction in recorded overdose deaths ever.
The news isn't all good. Six states are still seeing drug deaths rise, with Nevada surging 25% and fatal overdoses in Alaska up 40%. Experts say Black and Native American communities are also seeing deaths increase. Still, the latest report from the CDC shows nearly 20,000 fewer deaths year over year nationwide. Some of the states hit hardest by the opioid crisis, Ohio, North Carolina, and West Virginia, have seen the biggest drops in fatal overdoses. Public health officials and researchers are debating what caused this sudden shift. Some credit better addiction treatment and health care and the spread of medications that reverse opioid overdoses. Some drug policy experts also believe drug cartels are selling less powerful street fentanyl. Speaking yesterday, Biden administration officials said one significant factor may be China's government, which they say is finally cracking down on industrial companies that supply the raw chemicals needed to make fentanyl. Dr. Rahul Gupta heads the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Seizing all the drugs we detect is not enough, though. We needed to go deeper into the production and supply chain and stop the drugs from being made in the first place.
This marks the eighth straight month of progress on drug deaths. The Biden administration is now preparing to hand off the fentanyl fight to President-elect Donald Trump's team. Trump has promised an even greater focus targeting Mexican cartels and drug dealers inside the U.S. Brian Mann, NPR News.